Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
Rust Movie Productions LLC was fined the maximum, over $136,000, by New Mexico's Occupational Health and Safety Bureau on Wednesday after a cinematographer was fatally shot by actor Alec Baldwin on set. Occupational investigators found that this tragic incident never would have happened if Rust Movie Productions LLC had followed national film industry standards for firearm safety. The Justice Department has filed an appeal that seeks to reverse a judge's recent ruling that ended the nation's mask mandate on public transportation. The Centers for Disease Control and the Biden administration is asking for the appeal. Pennsylvania Senate candidate Dr. Mehmet Oz on Newsmax says the CDC has been playing political science when it comes to masks.
The CDC has been following not the science, but the political science.
USA Radio News.
Chihibo Tea Club's original Pure Powdy Arco Super Tea helps build red corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com, or call us at 818-984-6100, Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. ShopSuperT.com.
Title 42 at the U.S.-Mexico border, should it stay or should it go?
Lawmakers on both sides of the aisle are expressing concerns about an increase of illegal immigrants at the southern border if the Biden administration lifts Title 42, the health directive imposed under the Trump administration to keep illegal immigrants out of the country during the pandemic. Louisiana Republican Senator John Kennedy is no fan of rescinding the act and believes the administration wants open borders.
Some people say, well, this is just another foolish idea by an administration that has become famous for foolish ideas. And I'm not sure I agree with that. Sometimes when people act like they don't care, it's not an act.
That audio courtesy of Fox News. From the USA Radio News Phoenix Bureau, I'm Tim Berg.
USFL football week 2 starts Friday afternoon and runs through the weekend. We are USA Radio News.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
The public school district in Ludlow, Massachusetts is facing a lawsuit over its efforts to encourage children to experiment with alternate gender identities at school and hide that information from their parents. U.S. District Court lawsuit alleges school administrators and several employees at public schools have overreached their education mandate. As the United States continues to piecemeal support for Ukraine during Russia's onslaught of their country, John Bolton, former United Nations ambassador and national security advisor on Newsmax last night, says the way the Biden administration has dealt with Russia's aggression is a major failure.
Well, I think it's consistent with a range of things he's done over the past couple months to try and intimidate the U.S. and the West as a whole, try to deter us from taking necessary and appropriate steps to aid the Ukraine. And I think he's succeeded. I mean, I'm sorry to say this. We failed to deter Russia's invasion to begin with. That was a major U.S. Western failure. But now, not only are we not deterring Putin, Putin, he's deterring us. And this is the kind of thing that that is important because it slows the delivery of assistance we need. I'll just give you one example of an effect of Putin's deterrence at work. Right now, there's a big debate going on inside the German government about giving heavy weapons assistance to Ukraine, which Germany has so far refused to do. That's the kind of split inside NATO that Putin thought he'd actually see more of and that he's working to expand.
I'm Lance Pry. This is USA Radio News.
If you're 65 or older and Medicare is your main source of insurance, pay close attention right now and listen for details on how you may save thousands of dollars on your health care costs. Did you know that Medicare can pay for things like dental visits, home delivery of drugs, even a gym membership? Call us right now and learn how to unlock all your Medicare benefits. Medicare and supplemental plans that we provide can even offer you drug coverage with zero copays and pay for transportation to your doctors. Medicare plans can offer you wonderful money-saving benefits, but you've got to call now. We'll help you get the most out of your Medicare. Make this free, no-obligation call now. Save a ton of money on your health care costs and get the code to unlock all your earned Medicare benefits. Paid for by Senior Choice Plans. 800-796-3954. 800-796-3954. That's 800-796-3954.
Are you ready?
Yeah.
Okay, let's do it.
Bill Martinez Live, a program about current events, our culture, our values, our politics, and our future. And now, Bill Martinez.
It is 6 minutes after the top of the hour. Bill Martinez here. Good to have you with us. And it's also good to have David Horowitz back with us. He is the best-selling author of I Can't Breathe. David, good to have you with us. How are you, sir?
I'm doing okay.
Well, let's talk about understanding the progressive mind. I mean, if anything has been causing brain bruising these days, is to understand what is going on in the mind of progressives, because it would appear that what is up is down, down is up, left is right, right is... it's so confusing. What's going on?
Well, I don't see the real world. I mean, even young Democrats like Bill Moore saying they don't have common sense. And the reason is that they're ideologues. Mm-hmm. And most Americans are not ideologues. And certainly people on the right tend not to be ideologues, so they don't understand this mentality. They see the world through a prism of race, class, and gender. And let's just take the black poverty. 20% of blacks are poor. Mm. 80% are not poor. 20% below the poverty line. The left has only one, the progressives have only one way of understanding that, which is racism.
Exactly.
But if it were racism, how come those 80% of blacks are not poor?
Exactly.
It can't be race, but the left can't. They're looking through this prism, and they either don't see, or it's so off to the left or the right mm-hmm. that they dismiss it, and they do it because it challenges everything they believe in. Mm-hmm. Why is those 20% poor? They did a study in 2019 of families. If you are in a two-parent family, they did a study of two-parent families, 4% of them, this is regardless of race, were
yes.
poor.
Mm-hmm.
In a single-parent family, in a female with a female-headed household, which is where 70% of black children all concentrated in the inner cities and rural areas,
mm-hmm.
the poverty rate was 22%. So all you have to do is have a father in the home.
Exactly.
Why aren't there fathers in the homes of black people in the inner city? Because the progressives have devised the welfare system, which you can't be... There's a father bottom and the home, you don't get the benefits.
That's right. Exactly. Yeah, they've rewarded this kind of behavior and outcome. David, let's go back to what you... Hang on, David. Hang on just a minute. Let me...
Caused by progressives.
Right. Well, let's go back to what you were saying earlier, okay?
Yep.
Okay, let me rewind for just a moment, because this is key here, all right? And that is that here we are, you say about 20% of blacks are below the...
Poor.
They're defined as poor, right?
The actual figure is 18.8.
Okay, which is pretty close to what it was in the mid-60s when Lyndon Baines Johnson and the Democrats gave us the war on poverty. And since then, as I was talking with Bob Whitson not that long ago, I said, Bob, we've spent over these years since 1964 probably close to $30 trillion for this war on poverty. So if we're about...
It goes in the pockets of all these people that are out in the streets demonstrating, social workers...
And that's what he said, basically. He said, because I said, where did the money go? $30 trillion. He goes, Bill, you got to understand, 70% of that money went to black bureaucrats. So what is the difference of, you know, here blacks are claiming, you know, slavery and all that. Well, it was blacks that sold blacks. And now they're here in this country. They figured out how to, you know, work the system. And so now they've gotten in the bureaucracy and they're taking the money, 70% of the money they're taking that's supposed to go on the war on poverty to help blacks. And they're putting it in their pockets.
Look.
Go ahead.
If you want to talk about racial corruption, let's talk about the black female are going to spend $7.5 billion to put on the moon to virtue signal or whatever it is. Who do you think's getting that money? Jeff Bezos for
his
spaceship. I mean, it is so corrupt. Mm-hmm. We had the Clinton crime family. Now we have the Biden crime family. It's just gross.
Yeah.
It is so embarrassing to be an American in this decade.
Well, and as you say, the ideologues are controlling the purse strings. They're forcing us, they're taking our hard-earned tax money and paying it for their causes and trying to come up with this faux research why, you know, there's climate change and how that exists. I mean, here we are, we support the likes of, you know, public television, which is, come on, it is the furthest thing from objective. But yet, every American right and left is paying.
You have to understand, this is all really a Republican problem because Republicans let this happen just the way they let Joe Biden steal the last election. The charter for public television and NPR says in so many words that its programming has to be fair, objective, and balance. And it's like 99% of the people who work for PBS are leftists.
Yes.
And, I actually started, I have this Freedom Center, and we started our first campaign 30 years ago was over public broadcasting. Mm-hmm. But it's illegal.
Yeah.
Why don't Republicans do something when they have the White House and control the Congress? Their idea of doing it is to defund it. They shouldn't defund it because then they're all the big bird enthusiasts like it.
Right, exactly.
They should hire conservative filmmakers and give them stations until there's balance.
Well, unfortunately, as you said, the corruption runs broad and wide and deep. And here it is. The people, we the people, are being taken advantage of. I think it's quite the gimmick. And, of course, those on the left, Democrats, have been able to do this for a long time. They're able to get into our treasury and earmark the money into areas that doesn't befit us. I mean, it's like right now, Joe Biden doesn't want to do anything about energy, and he's capitalizing on what's happening with Ukraine. On the deaths of Ukrainians, he is pushing a green agenda. Is that absurd and insulting, if not disgusting?
This is the worst human being that ever occupied the White House, and it's the worst administration. It's an utter disgrace. I wanted to say, I should mention I've written this series called Understanding the Progressive Mind.
Mm-hmm.
It's a series of, I'm just finishing the fourth article. And the second article is about why progressives, their mentality is criminal. Mm-hmm. Republicans are always polite, always saving the Democrats from embarrassment, say that Democrats are soft on crime. They're not soft on crime. They're pro-crime.
Exactly. David, we got to go to break. Let's pick it up from there. More from David Horowitz after this on the other side. Stay with us.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILINGthem.com.
If you're like most Americans, you're pretty much in disbelief with what's going on in the world. As we all know, global problems are having local consequences. Too many of them. And if the peanut butter really hits the fan, are you ready? Grocery store supply chains are only as strong as their weakest link. Don't wait for them to break. Now's the time to secure emergency food for everyone in your family. My Patriot Supply is America's largest preparedness company. Our specially packaged and delicious food stays fresh for up to 25 years in storage. It'll be there when you need it. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and pick up several emergency food kits. There are a dozen different sizes that average over 2,000 calories per day. Our food kits will ship quickly and discreetly to your door. Having food storage in your home beats government food lines hands down. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com today and prepare for what's coming. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the mineral doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
The old way of living with diabetes is a pain. You've got to remember to do your testing, and you always need to be sticking your fingers. The new way to live your life with diabetes is with a continuous glucose monitor. You simply apply a discreet, easy-to-use sensor on your body, and it continuously monitors your glucose levels, helping you spend more time in range and freeing you from painful finger pricks. If you test your blood sugar at least 4 times per day and inject insulin at least 3 times per day, or use an insulin pump and have private insurance or Medicare, you might be eligible for a CGM with little or no cost to you. Call U.S. Medical Supply today for a free benefits check. We offer free shipping, 90-day supplies, and we bill Medicare or your insurance directly. Call now and say goodbye to finger pricks.
800-628-7226. 800-628-7226. 800-628-7226. That's 800-628-7226.
Are you paying too much for term life insurance? There's a tremendous price war among the major term life companies. Rates have dropped dramatically in the past 2 years. For example, a man age 45 non-tobacco user, $1 million of coverage is only $75 per month, level for the next 10 years. Or a man age 50 non-tobacco user can buy $500,000 of coverage for a monthly premium of only $110. Guaranteed not to change for the next 20 years. That's right, level rates for 20 years. And if you're a smoker, we have great rates for you as well. At the Term Lifeline, we specialize in policies of $500,000 and above. So if you're looking for new or replacement term life insurance, call right now for a free quote.
Rates and availability may vary by state. Sample rate quotes are based on preferred non-tobacco underwriting exam required to qualify.
855-525-7448. 855-525-7448. 855-525-7448. That's 855-525-7448.
We're back. back with you, America. 19 minutes after the top of the hour, we're talking with David Horowitz. He is the best-selling author of I Can't Breathe, and we were just talking about this series that he has been writing on, Understanding the Progressive Mind. He says, all self-styled revolutionaries are criminals in the making. We allow the Democrats to hijack the language and to form the narrative in a way that really takes away from the bottom-line effect of their policies, David, right?
Yes, it's the Democrats that are it's a criminal party.
Mm-hmm.
Otherwise, why would they be stealing money from taxpayers to fly people who've broken the law to get into this country in the middle of the night across the country, which means they're hiding it from the public? They know they're criminals,
mm-hmm.
but Republicans aren't calling them criminals. Why are they pro-criminal? You have to ask. Why are they letting tens of thousands of convicted felons out of jail? Because they seek, and why aren't they, if you're black, can you, go in a mob of 100 people and loot a Macy's or a Neiman Marcus and not have anybody spend a day in jail? Because they see these people as socialists.
Mm-hmm.
They're redistributing income. Instead of seeing, the American way of viewing this is these people who steal have no morals, don't care that they're injuring other people and taking from people who've earned their money and worked hard to create, what if they have a store or a restaurant. They have no concern for them because they're communists.
Yeah. Well, they want to tell. They want
reparations.
Exactly.
Well, if you want reparations, sue the Confederacy.
Yeah.
You don't sue the government. The United States government spent enormous amounts of treasure, and we lost more people trying to free the slaves.
Yeah.
Then we lost in all the other wars we've been in put together.
Exactly.
Put together.
Over 600,000 died for blacks to be free. A president of the United States was assassinated, but that's enough, David. Somehow that's not enough. It's absolutely...
Slavery is Africa's original sin.
Mm-hmm.
White people freed the slaves. Black people enslaved them. You know, people have to start talking frankly. This book I've written, I Can't Breathe, How a Racial Hoax is Killing America, is about this failure. This is why we're losing.
Mm-hmm.
It's a failure of people to call things by their right names.
Yeah, and it's amazing that the left gets away with making up stories and making up words, you know, much like January 6th. It was an insurrection, but yet no one has been convicted or charged with an insurrection. It's just fast and loose rhetoric that sets the stage. Go ahead.
It is so, for anybody involved in politics who has half a brain, it's so dispiriting. In politics these days, because people on the left, progressives, Democrats, they lie all the time. Every time they open their mouths, they're lying. And it's brazen lies.
Yes.
They accuse Trump of lying because he exaggerated the size of his crowd. That's what every politician does.
Mm-hmm.
But Biden, you know, it's jaw-dropping.
Yes.
What a liar he is.
Well, he wants us to believe that our gas problems are because of Putin. And the math does not add
not
up.
Because he won't produce gas.
Yeah. And he's made it very difficult to the point that even if these oil, you know, these manufacturers and these refineries go to the bank and ask for money to fund their drilling outfits, the banks have been told not to give them money. Well, what do you think's going to happen?
No.
But it's like you said, it's one lie after another. It's no wonder.
We'll be burning our tax dollars.
Yeah. Well, we're $30 trillion in debt and counting, David. Something's got to give sooner or later.
Well, I hope there's a tsunami in November. I hope that every Democrat gets voted out. That's not going to happen, but as close to that happening, then I hope they immediately impeach Biden and Harris and make Trump president again.
Wouldn't that, boy, we'll tell you, would that cause gray matter to explode all over the Beltway?
Oh, I'm worried about Elon Musk. Guy stands up. This genius. If you know his story, it's quite amazing what this guy has done. And, you know, he's going to make Twitter honest. And they're going to have to destroy him. They're fascists.
Yeah.
Why aren't we using the right language?
Exactly.
They're fascists, the Democrats.
Well, this is quite an exposure of the left, as you can tell. I mean, the fact that Twitter wants to ignore half of the country and somehow be a publicly held company. And here it is. One of the richest men on the planet is calling the question. And, of course, he sent all of the Twitterverse into a fetal position.
He's self-made.
Yes. Yes.
His first job. He had an office. He slept on the couch. He showered at the YMCA
yes.
and worked 24/7. And what was he? Basically, he made PayPal. He got $175 million for selling it, and immediately invested it in Bar Society, which was a 501c nonprofit. Mm-hmm. And try to buy ICBMs, intercontinental ballistic missiles, from the Russians so he could send plants into space. And when his company was to grow plants on Mars, and he turned that into SpaceX, which, you know, we wouldn't have a space program without Elon Musk.
Yeah.
Amazing.
No, it totally is. And here he is pushing to end censorship. David, if this can happen and censorship is ended and the people, which is probably over 90% of reasonable America, understands that our First Amendment right, the right to free speech, is critical to our democracy. And we've had...
That's right. We are not the Weimar Republic. We're not Germans.
Yes.
It's going to be very hard to impose a fascist state. They're trying.
Mm-hmm.
The Biden party is a fascist party. My book, I wrote another book, as you know, mm-hmm. The Enemy Within, but it mm-hmm. documents how stamping out the First Amendment and free speech has been the main drive of the Democrat Party now for 20 years.
Exactly. Well, and as you noted, I mean, it is the enemy within. These are card-carrying Marxists and communists. I mean, I don't know how they swear an oath of office to protect and defend our Constitution. I mean, what, do they got their fingers crossed?
They just made appointed to the Supreme Court this Ketanji Brown Jackson. She doesn't believe in the Constitution. She thinks it's a white supremacist document. Even though it doesn't have the words white or black in it.
Yes.
And she doesn't believe that we have inalienable rights that are God-given that government can't take away. She is an enemy of the Constitution, in addition to being a pathological liar.
Well, the takeaway here, David, as we wrap things up, we've got less than a minute. What do we, the people, what do we need to do to fight back?
We have to stop being afraid of calling things by their right names. And much of the work that I do is to try to encourage people. You know, I came out of the left, so I kind of pay my dues. I'm doing my atonement.
Yes.
So I'm very outspoken. And there are people in positions where they'll lose their jobs if they're, you know, too open.
Well, you got to call it for what it is, as you say, David Horowitz. He's the best-selling author of I Can't Breathe. His book's linked on our website at BillMartinezShow.com. David, thank you for the time. Appreciate it. Take care, my
friend. Thanks, Bill.
You got it.
Here's an important COVID-19 school system update for your local area. If you're concerned about your child's education, please pay close attention to this message. The current school systems were not set up for at-home learning. If you're worried that your child may not be getting the grades they need to get ahead, may be losing self-confidence, or you're worried about them getting into a good college because of their grades, help is available to you. Call Grade Potential Tutoring. They can help with in-home or online tutoring and help your child with any subject and every grade level, even for test prep. They're experts in the home tutoring and online tutoring field and confident they can help you and your child get better grades today. Call now for your free consultation. 800-539-5860. 800-539-5860. 800-539-5860. That's 800-539-5860.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
Rust Movie Productions LLC was fined the maximum, over $136,000, by New Mexico's Occupational Health and Safety Bureau on Wednesday after a cinematographer was fatally shot by actor Alec Baldwin on set. Occupational investigators found that this tragic incident never would have happened if Rust Movie Productions LLC had followed national film industry standards for firearm safety. The Justice Department has filed an appeal that seeks to reverse a judge's recent ruling that ended the nation's mask mandate on public transportation. The Centers for Disease Control and the Biden administration is asking for the appeal. Pennsylvania Senate candidate Dr. Mehmet Oz on Newsmax says the CDC has been playing political science when it comes to masks.
The CDC has been following not the science, but the political science.
USA Radio News.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Good morning to you. Bill Martinez here, 28 minutes before the top of the hour. And we've got William Jasper joining us. He's the senior editor at The New American, author, journalist, commentator, and documentary producer. William, welcome back. Good to have you with us. How are you, sir?
Doing well. Thank you, Bill. Pleasure to be with you there.
Well, I'm glad you can come on to kind of help us understand what is going on. We've got so many narratives coming out of Ukraine. You've got Ukraine information. Of course, we've got Russian. Anything that's tied to Russian information is immediately regarded as propaganda and Russian disinformation, whether we're talking Hunter Biden, Donald Trump. So this is no different. And then we even have the Biden White House. It's like, William, who are we to believe here? I mean, this is just madness.
Well, it is very confusing, and particularly when one looks at the past history of the last 23 years, going back to 1999, the New American Magazine, which I'm the senior editor of, we, from the very beginning, when Boris Yeltsin, who was then supposedly the president of Russia, appointed Vladimir Putin, then largely an unknown character as his prime minister. And we said right from the very beginning, this guy's career KGB, they renamed it as the FSB, but it's the same thing. He's not a good guy, but the New York Times gave him a big op-ed. They let Vladimir Putin introduce himself to the world as our ally in the battle against terrorism. And then the following year, George W. Bush, adopted him as an ally, referred to him as a partner in the fight against terrorism, and then invited him to the U.S. and said he looked into his eyes and he saw a man who was trustworthy and straightforward. He looked into his soul, got a sense of his soul. And all of the major media, that's the theme they were running on throughout the Bush administration and then into the Obama administration.
Mm-hmm.
But before that, Biden, as senator, he was head of the Senate Foreign Relations Committee. He said that Putin was a good guy. He says it looks like he's the best Russian leader since Peter the Great to make moves toward the West. And so that's the propaganda that we were getting from the mainstream media and from the globalists in both the Democrat and the Republican Party, from Henry Kissinger, from all at Strobe Talbot at Brookings Institution, from Bill Clinton, from Hillary Clinton. And we've just put together a review of those things, quotes and photos of all these different leaders who are now claiming that that we have to be disregard everything that comes out of Russia, that Putin is our number one enemy. We were saying that long ago, but at the same time, we were pointing out that Russia under Putin and China later under Xi have been going back for the last 20 years, consolidating their partnership, their alliances, military, industrial, science, technology, agriculture. So this has been building.
And we didn't know that, William?
Yeah, I mean, so we kept saying, hey, this is not a good deal. But what did the New York Times, the Washington Post, NBC, CBS, CNN, and, of course, the big Wall Street globalists, Goldman Sachs, Blackstone, BlackRock, Carlyle Group, et cetera, they were all pushing this, that we need to work toward this new convergence that the communist China has gone capitalist, Russia under Putin was going progressive, and we needed to all get together in a global community. And, in fact, they called it world government. And so for the last 7 years, they've been having this summit on world government in Abu Dhabi. And we've been reporting on it. And at the World Economic Forum and at the big Abu Dhabi summit, Russia, all the Russian oligarchs and Putin have been there. So have all the Chinese communist oligarchs, the billionaires, and Communist Party officials. And so they have been working very closely together for all these years until 2014, when Putin invaded the Crimea. And then all of the folks that were pushing all of this suddenly declared that, he's not our buddy anymore. And Hillary Clinton, realizing that she needed to distance herself from Putin, whom she had just previously been giving all of our top technology. You know, Putin brought Hillary Clinton and Joe Biden over to Moscow to promote Skolkovo, which is their big high-tech center. They're Russia's response to our Silicon Valley. They're way behind us. So they needed to get our technology. And so the Obama administration sent both of them over there, and they brought Cisco Systems and Oracle, Intel, Microsoft, all the big tech companies over there, and all the big investment firms, BlackRock, Bridgewater, all of
State Street,
Wall Street guys, over to invest in all of these businesses, which have, obviously, and security experts, including the FBI security experts, said all of this has dual-use technology. They can use all of this in the military to attack us, and yet the Obama administration pushed that forward. And Hillary Clinton was right at the center of that, you know, and that came out with the Uranium One.
Uranium, exactly.
Scandal and many other things. So she had to distance herself from that in 2015 when she had to run. So she just pulled a great reversal. She accused the Trump administration, or her opponent, Trump, of being in bed with Putin, when actually she was the one who is the most notoriously shacked up with Putin. So it gets a little confusing here, because then they all reversed course, or it appears that they did. They publicly began attacking Putin, but most of the people who were publicly attacking him, including many of the big globalist Wall Streeters, were still doing business with him. And even today, with the Biden administration attacking Putin, they really haven't attacked him where it would do good, which is to release our energy industry and our mining industry so that we could drill and get the energy we need, so that Putin wouldn't be able to finance his attacks on Ukraine. The only reason he can do it is because we have given him the advantage there. We've pumped up the price of oil, of coal, of natural gas, and he's rolling in the dough now.
Yeah, what is it, William, about the Democrats, you know, that they will take people's money, and which is our investment, to support Ukraine, and then undermine that exact, you know, investment by continuing a business relationship with the Russians? I mean, this is no different, really, than what Obama did with Solyndra, if you remember. You know, here we invested, what, $500 million into Solyndra, and then he lets the Chinese come into the market and underbid our investment, destroy it, and then he laughs about it and says, well, I guess they weren't shovel-ready jobs after all, so to speak. These people are incompetent. I mean, they're just flat-out incompetent irresponsible. Go ahead.
Not so much that they're incompetent, is that there is really malice involved here. They've gotten away with it because the media allows it.
I'll tell you, when we come back, we got to go to a quick break, William. It's okay. I mean, let's talk about that malice. I gave them the benefit of the doubt by saying they're incompetent.
Okay, we are running a car drive right now to help veterans all across America. So if you have an old car, truck, or van, even a motorcycle or an RV sitting around, you can right now give it away and help the vets. They really need your help. And your car will help support the vets and their families. And guess what? You even get a tax donation. Plus, we'll even come and pick up your car for free. And all you've got to do is pick up your phone right now and make a free call. Now is the perfect time to do something good for the vets. Give back to the vets right now for all they've done for this country. And your old car can really help them. So call the Veterans Car Donation Program right now for free pickup of your vehicle. Help the vets and help your taxes at the same time. Call right now.
800-709-9174. 800-709-9174. 800-709-9174. That's 800-709-9174.
Nobody wants to get ripped off, broken into, or robbed, but nobody wants to pay a lot of money to have their home protected either.
I've got an offer to tell you about to provide home security for your home for less than a dollar a day. For real, with no installation or equipment charges. And this is from a company rated number one by a leading consumer research company. According to the facts, most of you won't even call unless there's a burglary in your neighborhood or something bad happened. So let's give you a reason. Save money. For less than a dollar a day with no other costs, you can get your home secured. Plus, get a lifetime equipment replacement warranty. You need protection for your home. Call the Home Security Hotline right now.
800-755-7921. 800-755-7921.
800-755-7921. That's 800-755-7921.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork, you know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. That's 800-507-3137.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutriMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
Hey, we're back with you. 14 minutes before the top of the hour, I'm Bill Martinez. William Jasper continues with us. He is the senior editor of The New American, author, journalist, commentator, and documentary producer. William, the question is, with all the stories, you know, we broke it down, and we got all these different narratives coming out of Ukraine. Who is responsible for the Bucha atrocities?
Well, that's a very good question, and we dived into that. We are still looking into that. For your listeners who haven't been following, although I'm sure the vast majority of Americans are aware, in the town of Bucha, which is about 25 miles northwest of Kyiv, on April 2nd, we began getting stories that terrible atrocities had been committed there. Beheadings, rape, mutilations, murder of men, women, children. And we began seeing photos of bodies lying out on the streets and mass graves brought to us by the New York Times and Associated Press. And they were very horrendous and, of course, very emotionally jarring and outrageous. And so that it evoked all of those emotions. And so people weren't surprised when we heard that these atrocities had been committed by Russian troops, and this had been discovered when they retreated from Bucha on March 30th. And so that was the story. And so that began more outrage and more calls in Congress for support for Ukraine and for more involvement, getting the U.S. more arms and military units into Ukraine, or on the borders of Ukraine right now. So we began looking into that, and we found that a number of independent investigative reporters had already been looking into that and going, hey, wait a second, what's wrong with this narrative? And we found out that, okay, on the Russians left on March 30th. On that day, the mayor of Bucha comes out, and he's on Facebook and on other social media rejoicing and saying, this is wonderful. We've got the Russians have left. Bucha is free again. no mention of any atrocities, no mention of bodies in the streets or anything like that. Nothing on the next day, nothing on the next day, nothing on the next day, until April 2nd. And so we're supposed to believe that all the not only him, but the other members of the city council were coming out on media as well. No mention of the atrocities. However, when the one of the members of the city council, and we quote her and give a link to their Telegram page in our article in the New American Magazine, Ekabatina, I forget her last name, she comes and she's dressed, comes on camera in militia uniform, and she tells the people of Abuja, stay in your homes, do not go out on the streets. The Azov battalion, it has come into town, and the Safari battalion, and they are going to cleanse Bucha of collaborators and saboteurs. And then, so this was on the 31st, and then right. 2 days later, we began getting all these atrocity stories, and it's blamed on the Russians. Now, this isn't any way to absolve Russians from any atrocities or from attacking or anything, but it's very important for us not to be manipulated by false information, by disinformation. It appears, it seems that evidence seems to more and more bear this out, that it was the Azov Battalion, which is notorious for being a Nazi, fascist, vicious organization, which was
so hang on just a second, William, because it's important, because people have been confused of the Nazi reference that Putin has been making about Ukraine. So
correct.
there is a Nazi element within Ukraine, is what you're reporting.
Yes, and so this now those of us who have been on the receiving end of that label, which is now just about anyone who is to the right of Nancy Pelosi or
right.
AOC.
Right.
You know, I mean, we're used to the media and the far left accusing anyone who they disagree with of being a Nazi, a fascist, a racist, a xenophobe. Mm.
And unfortunately, by doing that, they've diluted the meaning. So
right.
when
and,
there
and
really
so,
isn't, yeah, go ahead.
Yes, but there really are genuine Nazi elements. And it appears, we've been following him for a number of years, that the Azov Battalion, which has been cited by members of Congress, including far-left Democrats, going back 8-10 years, that they conditioned some of the aid from the Obama administration going to Ukraine clear back then, that it could not go to any organization or any military unit that had any connection to the Azov Battalion, because the Azov Battalion was quite notorious for that. They wear the SS, Nazi SS Wolf Angel symbol on their uniforms and on their helmets, and they're proudly pro-Nazi. So, so they are the ones who came into Bucha. And according to this city council, they were going to cleanse Bucha of collaborators. Now, so are the bodies that we saw that are on the streets that are genuine atrocities, were those committed by the Azov Battalion as part of their cleansing of people they designated as saboteurs and collaborators? And if so, we don't know whether they were actually collaborators or saboteurs, since these would be extrajudicial murders, and so these might have been just vengeance against people they suspected, or could it have been they actually just killed people so that they would have a propaganda, it's called propaganda of the deed, that they could then use to whip up American sympathy for providing more aid and getting more involved in Ukraine.
Exactly. Well, William, let me ask you, in that area of Bucha, I mean, because this is also part of the consideration here that Putin has used, is that you have Russians who migrated into Ukraine. How of the population of Bucha, how many loyalists to Putin would you have
Any idea as to how many?
No, I do not. I've checked with people on the ground there who say, yeah, there's throughout much of Ukraine, as in other parts of Eastern Europe, where you have there have always been Russians and people of Russian and Ukrainian backgrounds intermixed. And over, as you can imagine, over the time period of the communist occupation, many of those Russians were brought in, were communists and supported the Kremlin. And so there's obvious animosity, hatred amongst some of them on those grounds. But there are many other people that have been there who are Christians of both Russian and Ukrainian extraction, and they've gotten along fine for a long time. So it's always difficult in those situations. When I was in Lithuania, Estonia, Latvia, Poland a few years ago, and I was in Estonia, much of Estonia has been, I mean, it was really invaded. They deported a lot of the Estonians to the Gulag and put Russians in there. And then now they've been in there for three, four generations. And so you have a mixture there which is rife for exploitation by both sides.
Exactly. Right. Well, and of course, you know, on one hand, this serves, as you mentioned, Zelensky's narrative, if it's all blamed on the Russians.
Sure.
I've not heard him make any reference whatsoever to the Azov battalion, have you?
No, he has not. And the media, which really focused on it a few years ago, has been very cordial towards Zelensky and not bringing this up, because the Zelensky government actually took the Azov battalion, which was a private militia, and made them part of the Ukrainian military. So they've given them an official stamp of approval.
Wow.
Not a good sign. Not a good sign.
No.
So here's, it makes it very difficult for Americans to make intelligent decisions on this, because we are being pushed by emotion. And emotions can be very easily exploited by those who are adept at doing that. And they know that our sense of justice makes us want to help the underdog, the one who's being bullied, the one who's being murdered. And and so, you know, we have to try to make sure that we're not going to be victimized by this and pushed into making decisions based on disinformation.
Well, based on what you know, William, can we count on, you know, our Secretary of State? I mean, who can we count on here in America? Because, I mean, here you've got, you know, Biden administration is sold out to the globalists. So he's pursuing a globalist agenda. Meanwhile, you've got the majority of America. You know, we remain under the delusion that we still are a constitutional republic, right?
Right. Well, of course, Biden's interest in Ukraine have been pointed out by his son's laptop and by his own admission on televised speech at panel at the Council on Foreign Relations, where he boasts that he cut off aid during the Obama administration.
Got to leave it there. William Jasper, thank you for the time and insight.
Hi, I'm Al Abaroa, founder of Knight Strategic Wealth. Inflation is picking up, markets are volatile, and the dream of a comfortable retirement is harder to attain than ever before. Nobody wants to run out of money in retirement. That's why I'm going to share something that your financial advisor doesn't want you to know. With our investment strategy, when the stock market goes up, you earn a market-linked return that locks in every year. And when the stock market goes down, your investments won't lose a dime. There are no unnecessary fees, and it works for your investments, money at a brokerage firm, or even money at a bank. It's simple, it's safe, and that's why savvy investors work with us. Want to learn more? Text FREE to 833-898-0500 and we'll send our retirement readiness kit directly to your phone right now. If you want to help build a retirement portfolio that will go up with the market and never lose money, get our retirement readiness kit today and see how this strategy can help secure your future. Text FREE to 833-898-0500. Text FREE to 833-898-0500.
Hi, I'm your host, Smokey Colbert, filling in for Smokey.